after November. This is Job Parrish. Booting Republicans out of power in one or both houses of Congress this fall is a worthy goal, if for no other reason than accountability. But there's no guarantee a Democratic victory can bring accountability. In the next 9 weeks, we also need to be working to improve the odds that giving Democrats a taste of Capitol Hill power will, in fact, make things better. Let's count a few of the many ways in which this is not a given. First of all, there's Iraq. 60% of Americans oppose that war, but it's still hard to find a major Democratic Party leader who agrees with this landslide majority. Instead, it's now become fashionable for such leaders to backpedal only by criticizing the conduct of the war. The U.S. can't win the war in Iraq any more than George Bush can walk on water. Democrats claiming that they can walk on water better will just lead to more drownings. And hey, has anybody in either party noticed yet that Afghanistan is in the very same handbasket? Or take Iran. If Democrats lack a plan in Iraq, they seem to have one for Iran. Shut up and keep letting the White House lead us into a disastrous region-wide war. Well, they're not always silent. As when Israel attacks Lebanon, a move greenlighted in May by the Bush administration, they saw it as a preemptive way to keep Hezbollah from retaliating against Israel when we attack Iran. The Democrats were right there with the Republicans. War with Iran is still a very real threat. It's not just foreign policy where Democrats need to be pressured. Maybe, just maybe, with the Middle East disintegrating, gas prices having tripled in 5 years, and the globe warming up, it's time to start weaning this country from fossil fuels. What do Democrats want to fund? We don't really know. And don't expect Democrats to take on global warming. That's Al Gore's issue. No other party leader with 2008 ambitions will want to touch it until it's clear Gore isn't really running for president. Speaking of cynical inaction, if Democrats win in November, they could finally launch real investigations of Bush administration crimes. But again, don't count on it. There's no evidence yet that Democratic leadership has any interest in encouraging such behavior from its new chairs. They don't want to risk a divisive political climate in the run-up to 2008. Plus, Bush can use national security and executive privilege claims to tie up investigations into 2008 anyway. And who decides such claims? A judiciary dominated by Republican opponents? And speaking of the courts, if John Paul Stevens leaves the Supreme Court in the next 2 years, as is widely expected, can Democrats be counted on to seriously oppose yet another reactionary lifetime appointment? 4 words. John Roberts Samuel Alito. The list goes on. Budget and trade deficits, an end to the housing boom, stagnant or declining real wages, massive consumer debt, a quickly weakening dollar. The Bush administration is still busily pushing negotiations on a number of new free trade deals, including one with South Korea being negotiated next week in Seattle. Healthcare, stopping yet more attempts to privatize or raid Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. Coastal and Alaskan oil drilling, and a host of other environmental issues. More attacks on 400 or so years of scientific thinking. On all these, are Democrats offering real alternatives? A chance to at least block 2 more years of Bush pillaging? Or are they simply redistributing some of D.C.'s legalized bribery? What can we do? Democratic candidates for Congress, incumbents and challengers alike, have to be challenged on these issues in the next 9 weeks. They need pressure to state real positions and commitments, not just skating by on I'm not them-ism. They need donations, too. The more that a candidate's money comes from ordinary donors, the more likely, at least in theory, that candidate will be to look out for the interests of the broader public rather than big corporate patrons. And of course, Democrats still have to win, something they haven't done lately. The greater the turnaround, the more that Democrats can claim a mandate for their policies, far greater than anything George Bush ever received. And with some luck, they'll actually use it. From KBCS, for the Pacifica Network, this is Job Parrish.